Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. Science that affects your life. Science that changes the way you view the world around you. Science, that's what this program is all about. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, then why don't you give us a call? Simply call 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic and also the internet. And you may want to pick up some of my latest books and interviews. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can find out what I've been up to. My latest book, a New York Times bestseller, is called Quantum Supremacy, about the next generation of computers that will replace digital computers. Think about that. Digital is everywhere. It's in your laptop, maybe in your jewelry, in your glasses. Digital technology is everywhere, but is going to be replaced by quantum technology, which is in principle millions of times more powerful than digital technology. And the bestseller that I wrote before Quantum Supremacy is called The God Particle. You know, scientists have been hot on the trail of particles that give us a readout of the universe itself. So we think that the God equation is the equation that Einstein spent his life chasing after. Einstein said that he spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after an equation, maybe no more than 1 inch long, that would allow him to, quote, read the mind of God. These are his words. In other words, a unifying principle, and maybe we have it. We have a candidate, it's called string theory, and can find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my book, The God Equation, talking about string theory. And in string theory, for example, all the subatomic particles are nothing but different vibrations, different notes on a tiny string. So like a guitar string, when you pluck it, you get different notes. Each note corresponds to a particle. From a distance, a vibrating string looks like a particle, an electron, a proton, neutron. Why do we have so many particles? Well, they could be nothing but musical notes on a tiny vibrating string. And so then what is physics? Physics is the harmonies that you can write on vibrating strings. What is chemistry? Chemistry is the melodies you can create when these strings work in concert with each other. What is the universe? The universe is a symphony of vibrating strings. And then what is the mind of God that Einstein spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after? The mind of God would be cosmic music resonating in hyperspace. So anyway, find out what all the excitement is about. My latest book, Quantum Supremacy, about the next generation of supercomputers called quantum computers, and my previous bestseller before that, The God Equation, talking about the attempt of Einstein and others to unify the laws of physics into one theory. Well, before we begin by answering some of your questions that you've asked on air, let me just say a few words about you and the universe. You know, we spend most of our time looking down, wondering, how am I going to pay the bills? How are the kids going to go to school? How can I make a difference with this world? We spend all our life looking down on the ground, wondering, where's my paycheck? What can I do? What job should I get? Who should I marry? All the kinds of day-to-day questions we have. Very rarely do we look up. Look up, and we see that there's a whole universe out there. So for the most part, we never bump into the universe. But sometimes the universe bumps into us. Without our asking for it, sometimes the universe really intrudes upon our world. And we have to take notice of that fact. The universe says, wake up. Two things directly impact upon our view of the universe. One is the eclipse. Yes, the eclipse of the sun. The eclipse of 2024 has changed the way many people look at the universe. Finally, we're looking up rather than looking at the floor all the time. Second of all, comets. Whether you like it or not, comets impact upon our life and make us aware of the fact that we live in a universe beyond our daily concerns of how we're going to pay the rent. And so let's say a few things about the eclipse and a few things about comets. First of all, the eclipse. Since time immemorial, the ancients were paralyzed by the eclipse of the sun. They thought it was a dragon that was eating up the sun, and that would be the end of the world. So what did the ancients do? Well, you had to scare away the dragon. So what did they do? They chanted, danced, made lots of noise, and sure enough, in about 4 or 5 minutes, the dragon went away. And then, of course, we earthlings could take credit for it. We scared away the cosmic dragon. And so since time immemorial, our interaction with the universe was basically scaring away a cosmic dragon that was about to eat up the sun. Well, as time went by, eventually people began to realize that comets and eclipses, you could actually make some statements about how often they occur, that eclipses were, in some sense, periodic, that every 20 years or so, somewhere in your country, there was an eclipse of the sun. And the Greeks even built a machine called the Antikythera, which is a mini planetarium. They even visualized the entire solar system as a mechanical device. You turn the crank and you can see all the planets going around the sun. And so the Greeks even figured it out mathematically, how to encapsulize the universe in a small handheld planetarium. Unfortunately, the Antikythera device was supposed to be a gift to, we think, Julius Caesar. However, there was a storm and the ship carrying the Antikythera crashed, and it wasn't until 1900, 2,000 years later, it wasn't until 1900 that deep sea divers were able to go down into the Mediterranean Ocean and retrieve this masterpiece, this gorgeous computer. This was the world's first major analog computer, the Antikythera, a miniature computer where you turn the crank and it simulated the motion of the planets and the motion of the sun and the motion of the moon. Well, now, of course, we're all anticipating what could happen with the latest eclipse. It turns out that once every 20 years or so, an eclipse goes across continental United States. So if you miss this eclipse, you wait 20 years and another one comes by. And if you want to wait 400 years, another eclipse will come by at the exact same spot. But who wants to wait 400 years for that to happen? So in other words, once or twice in your lifetime, you have a chance to see the dragon eat up the sun. And what about comets? What about other astronomical events? We're going to talk about that after the break. So once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8255. 800-835-8135. Ask a question, make a comment, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic and have your thoughts heard on 100 radio stations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. As we said before, most of the time we ignore the universe. We spend all our time looking at the ground floor, wondering how we're going to pay the rent, wondering how we're going to pass that exam, wondering, but never understanding anything about the universe. But sometimes the universe knocks on your door, whether you like it or not. And there's a comet that riveted the attention of the entire world. It was a comet that sailed over London in the 1600s. Everyone was talking about it. A comet, a gorgeous comet sailing over London. What did it mean? Well, there was an astronomer, a guy by the name of Edmund Halley, a rich man, in fact, who was curious about what science would say about the comet. So he ventured to Cambridge, England, to visit the greatest scientist of the time, Isaac Newton. And so Edmund Halley laid it out. Everyone's talking about the comet. Nobody knows where it comes from. Nobody knows anything about comets. What are your thoughts? And Isaac Newton replied, and I paraphrase, "Oh, that's easy. I've been tracking it with a new telescope I invented, a reflecting telescope. I know the trajectory of the comet, and I've calculated the future trajectory, and it's working perfectly. And then Edmund Halley says, wait a minute, that's impossible. Nobody knows anything about comets, where they come from, where they're going, what they mean. And you're telling me you've mapped out the whole path of this comet? And he says, yes, I used his theory of mechanics to calculate the future motion of this object, tracking it with a new kind of telescope, a reflecting telescope. And then Edmund Halley says, my God, man, my God, nobody knows this. Why don't you publish it? Why don't you announce it from the top of the buildings that you understand what these comets are all about? And then Isaac Newton said, well, I got stuck. Plus, it costs too much money. It costs too much to publish this theory of the solar system. And then Edmund Halley said the immortal words, Mr. Newton, I'm a rich man. I will personally pay for the publication of your masterpiece, and it will explain the motion of the planets and comets. So, well, Isaac Newton couldn't pass up an offer like that. Edmund Halley did, in fact, pay for the publication of Principia, the greatest masterpiece of science ever written, laying out Isaac Newton's laws of motion, which predict the motion of the comet and the motion of the planets. And then Edmund Halley said, I will use this theory to predict the return of this comet. And they calculated the date of the return. Sure enough, right on schedule, the comet returned, sealing the fate of this theory of Isaac Newton. And what was the name of that comet? In honor of Edmund Halley, they named it Halley's Comet. Well, that Halley's Comet then could be traced backwards in time. And then they realized that in the year 1066, in the previous millennium, another comet sailed over England, this time spooking the troops of the king at that time. And so you realize that there was a battle in the year 1066. A battle between William the Conqueror, okay, and King Harold of England. Well, there was a comet that sailed over the battlefield, spooking the troops of the British, and as a consequence, they were spooked, they deserted, and William the Conqueror of France took over England. And that comet was the comet of 1066. Using the equations of Isaac Newton, we began to realize that those are exactly the years where this comet returned periodically. So in other words, in some sense, Halley's Comet gave birth to the modern British monarchy. And William the Conqueror's progeny gave birth to England as a modern nation state, and Isaac Newton. And Isaac Newton, in turn, worked out the laws of the universe. So in other words, sometimes a simple observation can change world history. Well, let's fast forward a few hundred years and go to the year around 1900, when there was a young boy, 16 years old, who began to wonder about light and gravity. And he thought to himself, gee, is light the ultimate velocity in the universe? Can you go faster than the speed of light? Well, he was 16 years old when he asked that question. Can you outrace a light beam? And then 10 years later, he finally cracked the problem. The answer is no. You cannot go faster than light. Light in special relativity is the fastest velocity in the universe. Well, that young man published that paper in 1905, and eventually it gave birth to the atomic bomb. That young 16-year-old boy was Albert Einstein. And Albert Einstein came up with a new theory, a theory of energy and matter. But to test it, he had to do an experiment on stars. And of course, you can't experiment on stars. But then he said to himself, there is one way in which you can test his new theory of light and gravity, and that is with an eclipse of the sun. And he realized that right after the end of World War I, there would be an eclipse of the sun. Sunlight would be darkened throughout the sector of the solar system. And as a consequence, you could see the stars. You could see the stars in daytime. And when you see the stars in daytime, that means you're able to calculate the motion of planets and stars even in daytime. So there was an expedition made, and a guy named Eddington took a bunch of telescopes, measured the paths of the sun and the stars in the middle of an eclipse, and checked it with Einstein's theory. Einstein's theory says that the sun's gravity must bend light. That was a revolutionary concept. How can you bend a light beam? Well, light beams go in a straight line, right? Unless they hit a greater force, gravity. Gravity can bend the path of a light beam. Well, how do you prove that? You prove that during an eclipse of the sun. Because when the sun is eclipsed, you can see stars in daytime. And then Einstein predicted that the place of the stars, the position of the stars, would shift, because light itself was being bent. Well, that was a heretical idea. But Arthur Eddington took a crew of scientists to measure the eclipse of the sun, and bingo, sure enough, the stars moved. The position of the stars moved from where they should have been, meaning that gravity can be bent. Starlight can be bent by the force of gravity. And that eventually led to Einstein's winning the Nobel Prize. It was an eclipse of the sun, which allowed Einstein to prove his cosmic theory. From that theory, we get things like the atomic bomb, general relativity, wormholes, all the wonders of laser beams. Much of the universe comes out of an observation of a 16-year-old boy asking himself a stupid question. Can you outrace a light beam? Well, the answer is no, you cannot outrace a light beam. Light is the ultimate velocity unless, of course, you can bend light itself by creating a huge gravitational field called a wormhole. And guess who came up with this idea that you can make a shortcut through space and time called a wormhole? It was Einstein himself. In 1935, Einstein took his own theory and said, what happens if you get a star that is so massive that it bends gravity, it bends light itself, giving you a shortcut through space and time? And in 1935, Einstein wrote the first paper on wormholes, which are commonly called gateways to other universes. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. And then we're going to throw the lines open so you can be on the air and ask that question that's always bothered you about this great universe of ours. So once again, today we're talking about eclipses, we're talking about comets, we're talking about how one day the universe comes knocking on your door.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Engineering teams are extensively evaluating the aftermath of Friday's earthquake, described as the most powerful in a century.
Surveying our bridges, our roads, any area there could be a fault line that is not easily detectable to make sure that passengers on our rails as well as our commuters are safe.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said, fortunately, there have been no reports of injury or damages. The U.S. currently has no intentions of conducting an independent inquiry into the deaths of seven aid workers from the World Central Kitchen in Gaza. John Kirby, White House National Security Council spokesman, said the administration is reviewing the findings of the investigation conducted by the Israeli government. According to a recent report from Microsoft, the Chinese government is running counterfeit social media profiles posing as U.S. voters and inquiring about their opinions on American political matters. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. One question you may be asking is, well, why should I care? Why should I care what's happening in the universe? These stars are billions and billions of miles away. Of what use, of what impact are they going to have on my life? Well, let me tell you something about why sometimes the universe comes knocking on your door, whether you like it or not. The year is 1859. In the year 1859, there was an astronomer called Mr. Carrington who was using a telescope in England to measure the characteristics of the sun. And he noticed something. He noticed something that he had never seen before. In 1859, we were just at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. No radio, no television, basically machines that use steam power to move objects. But Mr. Carrington realized that there were telegraph wires that carry electricity. Well, when he was looking at the sun with his telescope, he saw an explosion. Now, explosions happen all the time, but this was different. This was huge. A gigantic solar flare was emitted from the sun that he had never seen before. He had never seen something this big. Well, it takes about 8 minutes for light to go from the sun to the earth, a little bit longer for gas to go from the sun to the earth. And sure enough, 10 or so minutes later, the shockwave hit the earth. All hell broke out, but realize that this was before the electric revolution. So we're talking just about telegraph wires, and we're talking about atmospheric disturbances. First of all, the aurora borealis went berserk. Throughout the planet Earth, even as far south as Cuba, you can see the northern lights. The northern lights were everywhere, illuminating the sky. The sky was on fire. And then electric wires did exist in 1859 in the form of telegraph wires. Well, telegraph wires were short-circuited. They went out. All of a sudden, telegraphy became useless. Of course, back then, there was no telephone, there was no TV, no radio. But what they did have got knocked out. But it was spectacular. People all over the world were saying, look at the northern lights. Something is happening on the sun, an explosion that took place on the sun. Well, that today we call that the Carrington event. And we realize that if that Carrington event were to happen today, where we have satellites, we have electricity, we have lasers, we have microwaves, radio, you name it, we have it. If that Carrington event, this explosion on the sun, were to happen again, all hell would break loose. You realize that, first of all, our astronauts would be immediately affected. We would lose telecommunication with our astronauts, and the space stations themselves might be corrupted as a consequence of being hit by a shockwave from the sun. Then satellites. Satellites would get knocked out. Short circuits would take place. Telecommunications would go down because we rely on satellites to communicate instantaneously around the world. So satellites would be the next thing to be knocked out. And then this power surge would hit the Earth. And then all of a sudden we would have power stations go out. Blackouts would take place. And then food riots because people couldn't eat. We're talking about emergency crews that are also knocked out. We're talking a collapse of the world as we know it. We're talking about a time machine going backwards 200 years into the past. Think about that. That could happen again. Another Carrington event. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And afterwards, we'll, of course, open the lines and you could be on Science Fantastic.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic. When we painted a picture of what could happen when all hell breaks loose, when an explosion takes place on the sun, which knocks out everything on the planet Earth that is electronic. Could it happen? It already has happened back in 1859. And then what do we do about it? Can we reinforce our satellites? Yes. Can we reinforce our power plants? Yes. But that takes effort. That takes time. So what did we scientists do? We went to Congress. We went to Congress and said we need an insurance policy, a backup plan to make sure that our satellites are not knocked out, to make sure that our power plants are not short-circuited. We need money. Wouldn't take much to reinforce our power stations, satellites, and rockets. And what did Congress say? Well, they just laughed. What? This is science fiction. You're talking about the end of the world. Nope. They gave us basically nothing. Sorry about that. Well, since then, scientists took this more seriously. This Carrington event of 1859, it could happen again. And then the question is, how do we know when it happened in the past? In the past, we have tree rings, trees that are sensitive to radioactive substances in the atmosphere. And by measuring the radiation in tree rings, you can date the time when there was a surge of radiation in the atmosphere. And so, yes, that's what people did. They looked at ice cores. They looked at tree rings. Anything that is a clock that would reproduce the time and radiation of what happened 1,000 years ago. They found something very interesting. First, they found out that in the year 1774, 1,000 years ago, 774 AD, there was a huge event, even bigger than the Carrington event. There were other Carrington events that took place. They take place once every 100 or so years. We have another Carrington event. But the big one, much bigger than the Carrington event, was in the year 774. So we do know that even bigger events take place. Well, why don't we see this in the history books? We don't see this in the history books because this is before the invention of radio, television, electronics. This is back in the horse and buggy era. That's why we don't see any record in the historical tableau about this another Carrington event. There was nothing to short circuit before the coming of electricity. So now we're basically on our own. We're on our own because we ourselves have to now make decisions about what to do about the future. When will this happen again? We don't know. Is there a theory behind the Carrington event for the sun? We don't know. Will it happen again? Yes. How often will it happen? Well, on average, once every 100 or so years, we have another Carrington event. And in fact, fairly recently, just a few decades ago, there was a small event that knocked out the electricity in Quebec. A solar flare that touched the earth that knocked out communications in the city of Quebec in Canada. But that's recent. Another big one that can knock out electronics, that we have not seen. And when it does happen, it's not going to be pretty at all. Think about it. The collapse of civilization as we know it. We're talking about food riots. We're talking about mass insurrection. The collapse of civil order. Where's the police? Where are the police cars? Where's the fire trucks? Well, the fire trucks are out. Cars are out. The police can't go anywhere. We're stuck. We're stuck 200 years into the past. And so what do we do about it? Well, we alert Congress. And hopefully Congress is not going to laugh at us like they did before. And so what we're saying something is something simple. We like to think that we are so great on the planet Earth. But sometimes the universe comes knocking on our door, whether you like it or not. Sometimes the universe says, hey, let's now play with what humans have, because humans think they're so smart. They think they're so great. Let's knock out all their electricity and see how great they are. Think about that. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. And we may have time for one or two phone calls. So let's now take a short commercial break. And you can call 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you about science and the universe. And get a copy of my latest New York Times bestsellers. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers, the latest one being The God Equation and Quantum Supremacy.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And as we said before, we may have time for one or two questions. So why don't you give us a call? The number to call is 612-564-8135. Or go to my website, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. Okay, well, let's take a listener phone call.
I'm Bob in Charleston, West Virginia. I listen to you on WCHS 58. A couple of months ago, I heard you say that in 30 to 35 years, the entire Middle East would be too hot to live in. And I wondered if it could be so hot for so long that it would dry up the Euphrates River, which is prophesied in my Bible in Revelation near the end time. Thank you.
Well, that's a pretty tall order. First of all, when I make predictions based on science rather than any religious text. And the predictions that we make in science have to be taken with a certain grain of salt, because it's possible to intervene and prevent certain catastrophes from happening. So on a scale of, let's say, 30, 40, 50 years, for example, we hope to have fusion power. And fusion power may give us a way of generating electricity without getting into the greenhouse effect. Fusion reactors, they work. We now have one in California. Another one is going to be turned on in Cardassia, France very soon. And once we can mass produce energy, then perhaps we can put a stop to the creation of carbon dioxide, which is driving the weather to act so strange. You notice that the weather seems to be acting strange, and it's because we think carbon dioxide is being injected into the atmosphere because mainly of human activity. And so once again, history is not written in stone. History, in some sense, is there to be changed. Science can change destiny. And so what we're saying is fusion power could be one way in which we can change the destiny of the world. And so again, I don't make predictions like that. It's simply too risky because many times you're embarrassed when the predictions don't come out right. But what we are saying is that science can alter certain trajectories of prediction. And science, in the form of fusion reactors, can change history. Fusion reactors do not produce carbon dioxide. They do not produce nuclear waste. They cannot melt down. It's almost too good to be true. So what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace. And the catch is that, well, it's not ready for prime time yet. The stability of the hydrogen gas inside a fusion reactor is very difficult to predict. And as a consequence, we don't have yet operating fusion reactors that we can put in people's backyards. We're not there yet, okay? But we're getting there. And it means that every year we get closer and closer to break even. And the future could be fusion power and, of course, solar power. Okay, well, let's take the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Aiden from Alaska, 103.7 FM radio. I was wondering, how did, like, with the Big Bang, how did it start from, like, nothing to a whole entire solar system? Thank you.
Well, you asked a $64,000 question. To be very frank, we don't know. However, we have theories about how this could take place, okay? And string theory gives you one possibility, that before the Big Bang, there were bubbles of energy, bubbles that would collide with other bubbles, bubbles that would pop into existence. Each bubble would eventually become a universe. And we think maybe two bubbles bumped into each other one day and created a bigger bubble, and this bubble began to expand rapidly. Now, this is called quantum foam. That name comes from Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking believed that the vacuum is not nothing. The vacuum is teeming with bubbles, frothing with bubbles, and sometimes these bubbles collide. And sometimes they run away and expand without control and become an entire universe. In other words, this is the theory of the multiverse, that universes, in some sense, are being created even as we speak. That our universe was nothing but a tiny bubble coexisting with other quantum bubbles. For the most part, they pop into existence and then pop right back into nothingness, and nothing happens. So the vacuum is basically nothing. But once in a while, one of these bubbles pops into existence and does not collapse and just keeps on going, creating the Big Bang. Now, if this theory is correct, it's called inflation theory, it means that maybe we can do this in the laboratory. Maybe we can create tiny bubbles in the laboratory and have them expand rapidly. So I was asked, Mr. Guth, Alan Guth, the creator of inflation theory at MIT, as to whether or not you can do this artificially. Is it possible that you can create a hot, super hot gas where bubbles begin to form and some of these bubbles collide, giving you a big bang? And he said that, well, actually, he's done the calculation. He's done the calculation, and the calculation seems to be, yeah, that if the conditions are just right, one of these bubbles may collide and simply keep on going and expand. And then I said, does this mean that it'll expand and bump into our universe? And he said, no, a wormhole would be formed, so it'll expand into another universe and leave our universe intact. In other words, our universe would become a mother that creates a baby universe. So who came up with this idea of baby universes? Stephen Hawking. So that's going to be perhaps one of his legacies as to what happened before the Big Bang. That in some sense, there was a continuum of bangs, but most of these bangs never go anywhere, but one did, and that created you and me. Well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Stay tuned every week when we talk about science and how it affects you and the universe.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.